Sydney's Rugby League Grand Final. A record crowd of over 78,000 and a city gripped by final fever. Police have to close the gates and thousands miss the start of St. George's bid to win 10 Grand Finals in a row. Second rower Elton Rasmussen breaks away and sends left winger Johnny King over to score in the corner. Saints captain coach Norm Proven has played his last game, but what a way to retire. He's led St. George to a world record in major club football.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The birth of a rugby league club yesterday, the passing of a rugby league immortal today. This is Afternoons on 1170 SEN, and we're going to pay tribute to the great Norm Sticks Proven, 88 years of age, just an incredible, well, life in general, but certainly life in rugby league as player, as coach, as player coach, and then, of course, an icon of the game and sharing that status with Arthur Summons atop the NRL trophy. We'll get your thoughts today. I reckon the demographic of our listeners here in the afternoons, you're probably a lot of you maybe even idolised Norm Proven growing up, a towering figure in every sense. And we're going to speak to Norm Tasker, who not only was a Rugby League Week editor and Immortals judge, but also author of the book The Gladiators, and detailed Arthur Summons and Norm Proven's relationship and that famous photograph by John O'Grady. So in many ways a sad day for rugby league, but certainly a celebration of an incredible life, that of Norm Proven. 1300 01 1170, that's the open line number. The text line 0457 736 736. You can get me on the tweets as well, at Jimmy Smith SEN, at Jimmy Smith SEN. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in, however you are listening, whatever your beliefs. Welcome to the show, and a big show, as I mentioned, Norm Tasker very shortly. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. Jared Condon will be on to give us a tip. He's flying high over there in the NFL and picking winners left, right and centre, even if it did take a little bit of overtime on Tuesday, our time. Coming in for the second hour, now this is a bit of a treat for us, and it's going to happen on a regular basis too. Joe Healy from Fox Sports Australia, inside and out, she knows of basketball, whether domestically here, of course, over in the NBA, she's across all the other sports as well. She's in for the hour, so we look forward to catching up with Joe there. We'll talk about the NRL transfer market. We're going to have Sean Bruce on from the Sydney Kings, so he seems to have settled into a routine here in the Harbour City. We'll speak to Michelle Bishop from Channel 7. She's a regular on a Thursday on this program. We've got the Everest on Saturday and, of course, the Caulfield Cup. I shouldn't be forgetting that. Paul Manning, he's a form analyst. We're going to have him on for a tip as well. That'll tip you into Tristan Merlihan at topsport.com.au. The 2 o'clock flock is there, of course. You've got the chance to win your $100 cash. John Novak is on the program. He's the Manly Warringah Seagulls mindset coach. I think Rami Hayter, the NRL economist, the innovation consultant at the Seagulls, said, no, I'm out, but get John in. So we're looking forward to that. We've got the score update and what's trending with Coach K, and then we'll jump into the text line. And that's all thanks to sbsfence.com.au. We thought we were busy yesterday. I think today is going to be something similar. A big welcome, too, to people listening via SEN on the Gold Coast, 1620 up there, here for the entirety of the program. Now, we talk about the Freedom Shout-out. Remember we had the $150 cash? I wanted Tracy from Carringbar to be a winner, but unfortunately that hasn't played out. But well done to Matt Barker from West Ride. You're our winner for today. The $150 voucher is heading your way. So a big thank you to everyone involved in that. So let's jump into it. Norm Proven. It's hard to say any more about a man who has basically achieved everything in the game, but he played in 10 of St. George's 11 successive grand finals, the last four of them as coach. He was famously as part of that John O'Grady photo, the Gladiators. I think Arthur Summons was walking up to him complaining about the refereeing, but it was an iconic moment that became such a part of the game of rugby league. He passed away, Norm, aged 88. There had been an illness for some time and some difficulties in the latter part of his life, but just an incredible life that he lived. 256 premiership matches for the Dragons through the 1950s and the 60s. He played for Australia 31 times and was named in the Australian Rugby League Team of the Century in 2008. And in many people's minds, it was a righting of the wrong in 2018 when Norm Provan was made an immortal of the game. But give us your thoughts, give us your memories on the great, the late Norm Provan, who probably is going to dominate the program today. I don't think there's any doubt about that. One of his legendary teammates is Billy Smith, and we were talking about it, people who maybe idolised Norm Provan. You listen to this and you'd be surprised to think that Billy Smith didn't idolise Norm Provan.
Well, when you talk about giants amongst footballers, Norm was the giant. His dedication and his attitude towards the players, his soft, mild manner until he got on the football field, then he could turn into a monster. The only man I've seen that could carry a football in one hand and stretch an arm out 6 miles and score a try. 80-foot-long strides, what could you say about the guy? But to me, he was such a tremendous gentleman and a tremendous inspiration to us all, and I'm very proud to have played with the big fella.
There you go. That's Billy Smith, legendary Australian player, legendary Dragons player, and that's him talking about his teammate, the late Norm Provan. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. Andrew Abdo, the NRL CEO, yesterday he was telling us that the Dolphins are the new team in the NRL. Today he's quote unquote disappointed with some of the behaviour of the partying Penrith Panthers. Utility Tyrone May, the man under most pressure there. We're expecting something from the NRL Integrity Unit shortly. Nothing just yet, but we'll keep our eye on that one as the afternoon progresses. This story keeps gathering momentum, doesn't it, with the Matildas, and it's taking us more twists and turns. Social media trolls have been slammed by Football Australia and the Players Union for directing disturbing and abhorrent abuse towards Matilda's players. And this includes the sharing of revealing images of two players without their consent. Players haven't been named. We know the impact of social media abuse can have on people. PFA co-chief executive Beau Bush said, so that is incredibly disappointing. But the Daily Telegraph continues to report what's happening at a grassroots level and right through to the elite level of football. And I quoted Robbie Slater, who wrote on the weekend, he's got a 7-year-old daughter, I've got a 7-year-old daughter. When we send them off to football, or indeed any sport, we just want them to be safe. So some parents revealing teenage daughters subject to bullying and grooming. One parent spoke of a male coach 20 years older than her teenage daughter, promising a place on a starting lineup if she agreed to his sexual advances. Another spoke of a female senior player sending a high school-aged daughter nude videos of herself. Players being bullied out of teams after announcing their intention to report unwanted and unwarranted and unwelcome sexual advances to club presidents. It's a predatory environment, they've said. Parents feel they can't speak up without fear of retribution. It's a PR disaster. Well, it's a disaster for those people who have been victimised in this way. It's a PR disaster on the eve of what's going to be a huge game out there at CommBank Stadium. So news today that the Matildas are going to face Brazil in front of 22,500 fans. So when we spoke to Daryl Kerry yesterday, we thought, oh, well, it's going to be 5,000 people for the match. That's better than nothing, but it's a little suboptimal. But as of this game on Saturday, the 23rd of October, there'll be 22,500 fans. So this is great news. 75% capacity out there at CommBank Stadium. So as they go through this, as I mentioned, shocking PR on following the investigations of the Daily Telegraph, they get to play a game and they are one of the most popular national teams in Australia. In fact, voted most popular just a couple of months ago. We had that on the program here. We'll take your thoughts on all of that. Do you feel safe sending the kids off to football? 1300 01 1170. Indeed, any other sport. Any other sport, 0457 736 736. Kudos Bank Arena, that's going to be officially announced as Tim Zoo's fight venue for Takeshi Inoue. It's going to be 17th of November, and they're saying they'll get 75% capacity, so that's over 10,000 tickets. They tried to keep it up there on the Gold Coast, Georgie Rose and the No Limit team, but they weren't able to do it. They were looking at 28 days quarantine, so that's not going to work for anyone. So that's a little bit problematic. Davey Warner's come out and said nothing was explained to him when he was axed as skipper of the Sunrisers Hyderabad. So he's been quoted in the Sports Today in India. He's over there getting prepared for the T20 World Cup. Well, Trevor Bayliss was the coach and Brad Haddon an assistant coach. So basically he's saying to them, guys, you didn't let me know what was going on. So Davey Warner's had his say on his sudden demise in the IPL. He only played a couple of games when he got back over there for the competition that was being played out of the UAE. Ben Simmons is, you keep sneaking this in on me, the Ben Simmons stuff. Coach K, I know you love your basketball and you're a massive Ben Simmons fan. I think I'm going to hold this over till Joe Healy gets in here. Okay, Ben Simmons. Surely, with all the good things happening in Australian basketball, less Ben Simmons. Less Ben Simmons. Anyway, we'll get Joe's thoughts on it, but that's my thoughts on it now. 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line, 0457 736 736. Just before we go to a break, and we're going to hear from Norm Tasker, who was a former Rugby League Week editor, and on the back of the passing of the late, the great Norm Provan, talk topic for today, girlhood or boyhood idols. Who are the people, the stars that you idolise? Who were the posters on the wall when you were growing up? I reckon there's a couple of generations of Dragons fans who have the utmost respect for Norm Provan. But who is the girlhood or boyhood idol you had growing up? For me, Mark Graham. I used to love Mark Graham. He was on the cover of my commerce book in year eight. And Richard Hadley. Why was it the Kiwis? I don't know why. Richard Hadley, right-hand bowler, left-hand bat. That's the same as I was. So Richard Hadley and Mark Graham. I don't know what it was about the Kiwis. I also used to love Alan Border too. So they were my boyhood idols. Who were yours? Let us know. $100 cash, courtesy of topsport.com.au. All right, let's take a break. After the break, we're back with more. We're going to have a chat with Norm Tasker, the former editor of Rugby League Week.